Yeah.
Shalom Uvracha. It was so nice as I opened up this phone, I heard two wonderful people saying to each other, Baruch Hashem, which is really the way a Jew should go through life. And that's one of the big messages of this week's parasha. We have Parshas Matos and Matzah. It's hard to believe that we're already finishing another Seder of Chumash. We're starting the fifth one next week. And we go through all the Masoi B'nai Yisrael, all the travels the Kleisel went. Rashi says that why did they have to write all these different Masois? And he says, to tell us the Chazodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very interesting outlook in Chazal. The Etzem, Klal Yisrael was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael immediately after going to Mitzrayim. If one had been for the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim, we would have went straight into Eretz Yisrael. And we got this horrible punishment of being 40 years in the Midbar and everybody dying and the younger generation coming into Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like a time of Midas Adin. And Rashi says, the Torah, Im calls the witness, goes out of its way to tell us that even when there's a Midas Adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a retribution, punishment, painful experience that Klal Yisrael gives to us, there's always, Hashem never leaves His chesed from us. And that's his thing, L'dir chasadu shemokim, that even though they were supposed to be in the Midbar for 40 years, it could have really made it horrible for them, and they're constantly moving from one place to the next, never having any manukas and nefesh. Have a peace of mind. So it says that the pasuk counts out exactly all the masoyos, all the times they traveled, to some total of 42. And 14 of them was in the first year when they were progressing towards Eretz Yisrael. And that's when the miraculum happened. So when we got to the point of the Chet HaMeraglim, as they were getting close to Eretz Yisrael, we already had 14 masoyos. And then afterwards, there was another 8 Masois, which was after Mises Aaron. So that knocks out another 8 at 22. So basically, and Mises Aaron was right before they came into Eretz Yisrael. So for 38 years, they only went 20 different Masois. That's what he says. So this is a way to look at life. We could, Klal Yisrael could have, and maybe some of Klal Yisrael did look at it that way. Oh, he was suffering this punishment for so many years. And if you think of it, that the people that were going through these 40 years were the older people that were dying, and the younger people that were under 20 years old, they had to suffer kilo because of the chait of the older ones. But even so, it doesn't make a difference. Hashem's there was necessary for Klal Yisrael. And with this, the Torah wants us to focus on realizing Hashem is never out just Chas V'Shalom to get us, to get back at us. Even though the Lashon of Nakoma is sometimes used in the Hanhogah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean that Hashem is looking for vengeance. Hashem, in respect to Klal Yisrael, is always in a state of Chesed Ahava. So sometimes, because of our behavior, we need to go through trying situations to put us back into ourselves, to have to show Hashem that we're with Him, even under these trying circumstances. And when we go through that Nisayon, then Hashem gives us a tremendous tzchah that we really deserve. But we have to deserve it, because that's the way Hashem created the world. He created the world with tzchah v'onesh, and we have to deserve it, because we all know from the Svarim HaKadoshim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world without any nisyonos. Everything is obvious, like Malachim. If we be like Malachim, that everything is obvious, life may be simpler, but we get no Olam Haba, because He didn't do anything, He just followed instructions. When we have this opportunity to not listen to Hashem, to focus on all the negativity in the world and come to maskonos that are contrary to Avodas Hashem, and even so, we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what brings us a tremendous tremendous reward. And that's what life is all about. Life is not a non-stop nesiyonis, but together with that, Hashem is always with us. That's an important thing for us to know. Hashem never has forsaken us. You know, even in the most horrific times of Jewish history, in the Holocaust, it's unimaginable what people went through. And even so, those who survived went through tremendous miracles. You know, I was talking with my aunt. She should be healthy, and my father, Zichron and Levocha. And they were, you know, when they started talking about certain things, they said, "How could this be?" You know, for example, wearing just one garment for over a year, a light garment, never changing it in the summer, in the winter, in sanitary conditions that were atrocious, sleeping on those wooden beds without any decent hygiene. And there were diseases running around that were covered with lice. And once again, the malnutrition to a degree, a slice of bread a day and a drop of water. You read any of the books, could a person survive on a little bit of bread a day for over a year? I was talking to the bread that they said that tasted like sawdust. Who knows what they put in there? It wasn't the top quality bread in any means. And they survived. The Malam and Ateva of Gustman Zichron and Levrocha, great Rosh Hashiva, used to say over that he was in one of the ghettos in the time of the Holocaust, and there was a doctor there, and the doctor was a non-believer. And one day he came up to Augustine and he said, "I'll tell you the truth, I don't believe in my whole medicine anymore, because according to my medicine, none of us should be alive anymore." That's Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there was a need for Klaiso to go through the Holocaust. Why? That's Hashem's cheshbon. But for the survival of Klaiso, we need to go through the Holocaust. For the state that Klaiso was in then, we could not survive without it. Because if we would be able to survive without it, Hashem wouldn't have done it. And the same thing with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If we could have survived without the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Hashem would have kept it. His greatest desire is to have a Shechina in this world. But the man of the Churban also, the closeness that we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not taking advantage of it was something which was a terrible sin which could cause us destruction. And that's why to preserve Klal Yisrael, Hashem felt it necessary to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, the world is on a lower level. The intimacy of the Ashras HaShechina is not there the way it was before. The Klal Yisrael survives because we're not taking advantage of the potential intimacy that we could have achieved when the Beis HaMikdash was here. So all these horrible things, painful things, torture and millions of people dying, and even Silik HaShechina, it's all to preserve Klal Yisrael. That's what it's all about. And like we said, within these circumstances, because it's Baruch Hu made Nisim and Niflois to make sure that Klal Yisrael does not disappear. Klal Yisrael continues. And this is throughout history. The big tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber, told me he was in Russia in the 1940s. And one of his friends asked him, "Do you believe in Mashiach coming?" And he said, "Avada, I believe in Mashiach. Sure, Mashiach is coming." The guy started laughing at him. He said, what's a joke? He said, "Look, I'm not going to argue with you if Mashiach is going to come or not, because I can't prove it that he will not come, and you cannot prove it he will come. But I have another problem. Who is he going to come for?" He said, "In Europe, the Nazis are killing out all the Jews. In communist Russia, they all left the religion. They all became communists, except for you and a few of your friends. In Israel, the secular Zionists also doing whatever they can just obliterate any Jewish observance. In America, all the Americans want to assimilate. So who's going to come for you? You think the Mashiach is going to come just for you?" But he was steadfast with his emunah, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber, Zichron Levracha, and he said, we will see. And when he was in his older years, which he was able to eventually contact Israel, he would say, look what's left. Look what's left of Hitler, nothing. Communism fell. And Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, the religious Judaism is sprouting and growing forth. We take it for granted. But this is what Chazal wants us to say. No, don't take it for granted. We are in Golos. We're going through the Masois. Eilam Masa B'nei Yisrael. They had only 52. They had only 42. And we've gone through many more Masois throughout our Golos. We were in Iraq, in Bovel, And then we were in Europe and Western Europe and Eastern Europe and North America, North Africa, all over the world. And Baruch Hashem was zeicher to be here now in Eretz Yisrael after all these masayos. But everything was necessary. And everything, even though it was galus, washed over us throughout history. And this is a message that we have to take in our day-to-day life. Day-to-day life has challenges. And if right now we're going through this challenge with our local virus, corona, COVID, whatever you want to call it, Hashem's virus that he sent us, we were hoping it disappear after 2 months. Hashem had other chesbonos. This keeps on spreading. This got into our neighborhood. But together with that, we have to take the message of if it's happening, it's happening for a reason. And we have to make the best of it. And if we have hardships, we have hardships. But to realize Hashem is with us, Hashem is watching over us in such a special way. Such a special way, Baruch Hashem. Bifrat here in Eretz Yisrael, that Ein Hashem Elokecha, Lomi Reish Hashanah, Arach Hashanah, Hashem watches over the Jews in Eretz Yisrael in a very special fashion. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, those of us that are healthy, we're about to remain healthy, and those of us that are not well, Baruch Hashem, you know, so far in our neighborhoods, the cases are relatively mild. Between relatively mild and very mild, and that's the and the darkness is always at our, and we have to focus on that and realize how much we're different than the rest of the world, how much Hashem cares for us, not to look at it as in a negative fashion. And if the hardships, the physical hardships, financial, emotional, whatever it may be, that's Hashem's rotzen, and we can use it to feel more in Hashem's hands. And that's Avtoira also in the parasha. Hashem calls out in the name of Navi Yirmiyahu. Shimu Dvar Hashem is Yaakov. Koyamar Hashem, Amotze Avaseichem be Ovel. What did I do wrong to you that you went away from me? And you went after the Hevel, the Yabolu, and the whole Avtoira goes through different situations, different Avodizores and different nations that Christ were running after. What do you leave me? I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. I'm the one who brought you to the beautiful Eretz. HaKarmel Lechel Pirio Yituva. To give you the delicious papers of Eretz Yisrael. But the Voivet Thomas Alzi. Shem Erachim. Hevel. The term Hevel means that worthless endeavors. Even Kain v'Hevel, Hevel was called Hevel because in some ways it was better than Kain, but he was involved in bringing up his tzon, his sheep, and that represents the going self represents a person who's going after material wealth. Ashter is Tonecha, says the sheep is a way to make a lot of money. You put too much in Olam Hazeh, that's a Hevel, that's a worthless thing. A Kalaban person has to make his panos, he has to do the right things. We have to realize what's the Iker. The Iker is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second we say, you know, I'm going to manage by myself, Hashem says, Lakasha, manage by yourself. And that's a tragedy. Because without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're nothing. Like everybody else. And this is a time to think about the 3 weeks in the Mitzorim that we're in Golus and we're still in Golus. If we're still in Golus, it's because, not because Hashem was Merachik himself from us, but like we. And nobody says, Avtoira, why did you go away from me? We do not enough feel how much Hashem is close to us in every situation. And focus on that. Elam Asa B'nei Yisrael. Yes, Hashem will focus on that. And the people that did focus on that, they always had Seyat Neshamai. Whether it be in the most horrific situations of the Holocaust or the most pleasant situations, of wealth and happiness, or the in-between situations like we have today. It always has been the case that those that were able to focus on the good and not just be involved in self-pity, but thanking Hashem for what they had, and more than that, when they thank Hashem for the have, their heart is open to help others. And Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of chasodim going on in our neighborhood now. And each one of us to think how I could mechazik this chasodim, how I could, like we said, monetarily good. If you don't have that, a good word to somebody. Not everybody's able to go out of the house. It's a nice feeling. Someone calls up. davening for one another. What are the things we can do for one another? We have that, and we emulate it, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Yitz Hashem. That is going to bring us back to that state that Hashem wants, and we want. We call out to Hashem. We're not being Mizrachik from you, Adar Rabbah. We know everything is from you. You are Avinu Shel Hashemayim. You are the one who's caring for us, and you are the one that's going to take us out of this Golus. And we're going to go along with you and till we are able to zeicha, like it says, Korosli Ovi Aluf Nuurai Ota. That's what we said in the Avtoya. That it's going to come the time that we will call Kodesh Baruch Hu, our Father, the one who guides us and teaches us and gives us the kliyos to be what we are. To have this wonderful feeling on Shabbos and for the whole week, appreciate what we have, be excited about the fact that we're Hashem's special nation, and Hashem will see this and will take away. Take away the golas, and we'll come back to it as it's the way it should be. To Mashiach, the pain of the Mehri Yemena.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.